Hello and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast. My name is actually M, but sometimes I'll call myself Nautical Twist and vice versa. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure to extend a welcome to you. And thank you for tuning in. Here, you know, I typically like to just share some random stories or random thoughts and, you know, throw out some travel stuff, some mishap stories, and of course, some encouragement as well. With that being said, I wanted to start off by sharing, actually, I realized that I haven't said this on previous podcasts, or at least I don't think I have, that I actually am a Zumba instructor. And I wanted to share the story about this time I was teaching Zumba, and it's just very interesting when I'm standing up there in front of a class and, you know, I'm teaching, I'm trying to show the songs, because for Zumba, it's supposed to be, it's fitness class, but it's also supposed to have a real party atmosphere. So I do my best to foster a very fun environment for my students. And I want them to be happy and enjoy it, but get a great workout at the same time. And so for me, sometimes when I'm teaching the class, I would look out and I'll see like all these people just frowning at me. And I just remember like some people just be like looking in front. I'm like, man. And like, I'm thinking this in the back of my head while I'm in the meantime, still trying to make sure that like I'm making it a good workout, but also making sure it's not too complex for those who aren't really following what's happening. So, you know, I'm trying to break it down for them and everything like that. But anyway, I remember at the end of one of the Zumba classes, like I was just, you know, breaking down some of the songs a bit more, and, you know, I have all these people still frowning at me and, you know, staring, like trying to figure out what's going on and all this. And I was like, and at the end I felt slightly discouraged. I didn't let it hit me too hard, because I am aware that people are learning and all that stuff. And so, you know, some people just are concentrating. But there's still like some part of me that felt a little discouraged. But I still actually, at the same time, another part of me still had a bunch of energy after class. I still had a lot more to give. But, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'll do better next time, or I'll, you know, give more energy next time. So but at the end of the class, I turned on a song, and the song is called Dancing in the Moonlight. I think it's by a band called King's Harvest or something like that. I'd heard it randomly someplace and I liked it. So anyway, I started playing that at the end just to give like a nice atmosphere of people are leaving and all that stuff. And I started like dancing to it. And then I saw some other students like turning around and looking at me. And then a couple of them started joining in, and then a bunch of them started joining in. So these people who were like frowning at me and all this, like I couldn't tell if they were enjoying their experience. Here they come joining me in dancing in this random song. Like I didn't even have choreography for this song. And it was so crazy to me because I was like, wow, I thought that these people were kind of done and like, you know, frustrated with my class or something like that. But it turns out they really were. It seemed like they were simply just concentrating. And I was making this assumption about how they felt. But then, you know, by playing that song and then joining in, dancing with me to that song when they could have been leaving, that really like showed me like, wow, so they have a different level of enjoyment than I thought. And it was just a big realization that sometimes like just because, you know, maybe we would judge from like a person's face expression or whatever, that, you know, oh, they feel a certain way. But it's like, but honestly, I was like, wow, I guess I really didn't read that right. Or I really can't tell. So anyway, I just wanted to come in here and just share that thought and share that story. And actually, it's funny now because a lot of times now the class will make that request after I've already ended class. They will say like, hey, just one more song, encore, or something like that. And they'll say like, hey, Dancing in the Moonlight. So it's like, it just was so funny how that day, you know, there really something great came from that in spite of my initial impression. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this was like, you know, a happy, overall happy story for you all. And I will talk with you all very soon.